Round of applause, it's your big night, you've been waiting for this. You got your dress picked, your shoes right, your jewelry flawless. New names in your call list, thought I'd never know all this. Took a risk just to play that role, must have took a whole lot of courage. Damn, sure know how to work a room. Baby, ooh, you a star. Then make it home right for dinner time. Where'd you study at, Juilliard? You so gifted, no audition. Must be chasing after the fame. Well, the stage is set and the winner is. Look, they called your name. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Don't be so shocked now, you earned it. Can't even speak, you so nervous. Had your speech ready, your girl set. To back you like a chorus. Chorus, alibis, just a noble lie. Ain't no need to apologize. Go ahead, baby, accept that shit. And look, this whole thing's televised.
Just so thankful.
I'm just so thankful you done got caught. For that jewelry maker was caught. Cue that rapper music, cut it short. No audition, you so gifted. Heard you chasing after the fame. Well, the stage is set and the winner is. Look, they called your name.
It's crazy.
Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations.
What's good? What's good? It's your boy Hollywood here with Hollywood and Friends. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you. However you're listening, you the real one for that. You the real one. Now, be sure to follow me on social media at I Am Hollywood. That's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow our producer Stacy over here at Hampton Blue Network. BLU is how you spell blue. And YouTube.com/HamptonBlue. What's hot in these blogs this week? Let me let y'all know what we're going to be chopping it up about today. Anita Baker done kicked Babyface off the tour. It's going down. We're going to talk about it. It's also being reported that Tyler Perry has finalized his deal with BET. We're going to get into it and what the streets are saying about it. Also, D-Wade addressed the 50-50 comments that Gabrielle Union made about the household, and he basically just explained a little more about what exactly is going on with it. What else we got? Nicki Minaj is the victim of some swatting pranks. Now, this is where it get kind of dangerous. If you don't understand, if you don't know what swatting pranks are, I'm gonna put you on. But in a nutshell, is when people make false reports about you, about your home. And these have become deadly in the past, so it's not something to play with, but we're going to talk about it. Some weird news. The president of PETA wants her skin to be barbecued when she passes away. I guess this is like some sort of like statement for the way she feels we do animals. I don't know. I can't call it. And also, Pat Sajak from Wheel of Fortune finally announced he's retiring. We're going to get into it. What else we got? Well, blows mine a little bit later. We're going to kick it off how we always do. And that is with the question of the day. Today's question of the day, actually question of the week, is, I'm pulling it up. Hold on. Hold on. What is the worst flight experience you've ever had? The worst flight experience you've ever had. If you somebody like me, you be in them air, in the air a lot. Like, I'm in them friendly skies several times a year. So I'm trying to think the worst flight experience I've had. One, I could say, I'm gonna give y'all a few, because I had a few that was like a little crazy. One, for the first time ever, I was sat next to a crying baby. So when I first was about to sit down, the baby was at the window with the mom. I was gonna be in the middle, and my nephew who I was with was gonna be on the aisle. And I was like, all right, a baby. This is my first time sitting next to a baby. Let's see what happens. The baby was nice and quiet. And I was like, all right, the baby good. Shit. We took off probably like not even an hour into the flight. That baby started screaming and yelling. And with babies, they can't talk. So I don't know. It could be something bothering them. It could be their ears popping. It could be so many different things. And all they know how to do is yell. So I'm having firsthand experience of this baby just like yelling her brains out. And it was a lot. I tried to doze off to sleep. And then there she were. She had quieted down. Then she'd start right back. And the mom was trying, but she couldn't really do much to hush the baby up. And then, not to mention, this is all in the same flight. I'm trying to be nice, so I let the lady borrow my tray because she got the baby on her. She can't pull her tray down. So I got my tray down already. I'm like, all right, you can sit your water here. Like, let me hold you down. And then the lady's making a bottle and ends up knocking the whole cup of water onto my lap. And yeah, it was a lot. I rang the call bell to get some napkins. They took forever I don't think they ever came, honestly. I had to flag them down when they came down the aisle to collect trash or whatever. They never responded to the call to the call thing. So we just there, water everywhere. So that was one. That's actually the second time someone knocked water into my onto my tray. Another time, it was another flight, a lady sitting next to me. I don't know what she was doing. And I was asleep. And next thing I know, I woke up to wetness and she's apologizing like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Like, what the hell did you do? And why is there water in my lap? So those are two times that was probably crazy that happened on a flight. I actually got one more, too. I'm gonna tell y'all. One time I was I probably was at the window. I usually like to be at the window. And because I don't use the bathroom that much, so on the flight, but this time I had to use the bathroom. So I was sitting in the even more space seat, and you know, it's an extra room, so you don't gotta necessarily make the person get up for you to go use the bathroom if you don't need to. So I was trying to be cool about it. I ain't want to disturb the person. So I proceed to step over the person to get ready to go to the bathroom. And I don't know what happened. Somehow my foot didn't fully make it over. And down went Frazier. Right in the middle of the aisle. I was like swinging like a damn swing outside because my foot was like still like hanging. It was a lot. And the guy woke up, even though I'm trying not to wake him up. He done woke up and like tried to help me out. It was a lot. That was a lot. But it was funny. It was a little embarrassing, but it was super funny. But I don't think many people seen it because we was already mid-flight. You know, people be asleep. They be in their zones watching their movies and their headphones. So some people caught it, and I'm sure they done told everybody once they landed, like, yo, this dude done swung over the sea. But yeah, it was a lot. Someone said, as a kid, I once needed to pee, but was a kid and by myself and just peed in the seat. Wow. That was something. That had to be something for the people who was around. But yeah, I'm going to see if I get any more responses from social media as the show progress. But we're going to get ready to get into what's hot in these blogs. Let's talk about Anita Baker and Babyface. They was on this tour and things got a little sticky, if you will, where Babyface had posted, this was back in May, I think, as if May was like mad months ago. I think Babyface posted that he wasn't going to be performing this particular night. He said something about, I won't be able to perform. Anita Baker needs time to do her full set or whatever he said. And fans were disappointed, obviously, but by today's standards, being disappointed as a fan, what do? You go to the comment section, you go to the DMs, and you go in on said party. So that's what they did to Anita Baker. They went in her DMs and her comments, threatening her and all of this stuff. And Anita told Babyface to call off his fans. Babyface didn't say anything or what have you. The fans continued. And Anita Baker just got to the point where she's like, look, you got to go. You got to go. I don't got time for this. And then Babyface posted the other day that he's no longer on the show. And I was thinking, like, that is kind of what sparked this whole thing to begin with when Babyface posted. But like many people were saying, what else is he supposed to do? People bought tickets to come see him. And if he's not going to be on the show, they're going to be looking like, yo, what's up? So he actually have a duty to his fans to let them know I'm not going to be on tonight or whatever. So he wasn't wrong for doing that. The fans were wrong for taking it the way they took it and for going at Anita Baker the way they did. And Anita had enough. She had enough. So she posted, she was responding to people on Twitter and such. One post she said, "Dearest one, you are not privy to the contracts. Yes, Babyface is a special guest, support and act on my tour. This false narrative of a co-headliner is creating unrealistic expectations and aggression from his fans towards me. He should tell you guys the truth." So fans were thinking that he was a co-headliner, but she's like, you're a supporting act. Probably getting 20 minutes and then I'm coming on stage. Like, and he was like, chill. But yeah, it's a lot going on over there. Anita's 65. I don't know how old Babyface is, but it's not something that we should be seeing from two legends in the game. I feel Babyface need to just go on and do his own tour at this point. Even the first time, even when he first posted and said, I'm not performing because Anita needs the time to do her full set, yada, yada. I'm like, why don't he just do his own show? Like, you're Babyface. And now, especially after this, you should be announcing dates tomorrow. And for everybody who's upset that Babyface is removed from Anita Tour, need to be the first ones in line to buy these tickets, because a lot of people got a lot of stuff to say. So put your money where your mouth is. Some responses from social media regarding this. Someone said, she's too old for this. Someone else says, so what happens if people bought tickets to see Babyface? Will it be a refund? This is crazy. And to address that, Anita said appropriate refunds will be given. Because as I mentioned, whenever there's a dual tour, you got some people that's going just for Babyface alone. And they might like some of Anita Jones, but they there for him. And then you got the other people who's just there for her, and they might like some of his songs. Then you got the people who like both. But for the people who just really bought him because Babyface was on there, show me the money. They're going to want their money back. Someone else said, there are very few artists, think Stevie, for whom Babyface would be a supporting slash opening act as opposed to a co-headliner. I love Anita, but she's not one of them. Yikes. Someone else said, that is why she didn't tour for a long time. Her rep on touring is bad. Yikes. So Babyface is 64, Anita 65. I mean, we'll see what happens. Ball is in your court, Babyface. You have to announce a tour at this point. You have to. But yeah, let's move on. It's being reported that Tyler Perry has finalized his deal to buy BET. It hasn't been officially announced yet. Everybody's waiting to hear what Tyler got to say, what BET got to say. It's been mum's the word over there, but several outlets have reported that the deal was finalized there. Maybe they're just waiting for the ink to dry, the check to clear. I don't know, but yeah. It's an undisclosed amount that it was purchased for, but it would give Tyler Perry control over BET Media Group, which is also comprised of networks like VH1. And I want to say I read that this will be the first time that a black man is the owner of VH1. So that's big in itself. And we'll see. Maybe we'll get more Tyler Perry movies and shows, and we'll see what he do with the network. Tyler is just out here expanding his net worth and buying networks. So he'll be the first. It'll be the first time a black man owns two networks. Check that. That's dope. And we know Tyler Perry's been working with BET for a while. He's actually the co-creator, founder, co-partner, initial partner, whatever have you, when they created BET Plus. The streaming service that has original films and TV shows. You know, Tyler Perry is all over there. He was a part of that initial deal to bring that to fruition. And BET Plus is accounted for half of the subscriber growth and nearly all of the revenue growth for the channel. So that was a great venture. And so it's only right. It's only right. I heard there was a lot of other people in the running. Diddy name was thrown out there. But I respect it for Tyler to get it. He has the experience. That's his field. And we'll see what happens with it. What he do, any changes he may make. We got the BET Awards coming up that I'm hearing now may not have an audience or host because of the writer's strike that's going on. But they just announced the performances, the performers. They announced the nominees last week. So I'm guessing it's going to look a little like how they did it when COVID was hitting heavy It was like a virtual show, but we'll see. I'm kind of bummed about it because I was actually looking forward to it. I was low-key going to try to attend this year, but virtual it is. It should still be good to watch. I know for the people, it's a lot of first-time nominees, and I know when you get that nomination, you like, oh, it's lit. And now to find out that you can't even be in a building to accept it, it's got to be bittersweet. Like, I don't know. But we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. What else we got? Let's move on. D-Wade actually addressed the 50-50 comments that Gabrielle Union made, which she mentioned that they're 50-50 in their household. And it's sent the internet into a frenzy because people like, what? Like, why would you blah, blah, blah? But D-Wade basically explained that it was one time where they were having a discussion about something and he mentioned my house about something. And he said, Gabrielle said to him, that will be the last time you ever say my house to me again. And she made sure that she went dip, she went in. And he just elaborated that similar to what she said, he has his own like side of the family. We're talking about moms, dads, cousins, sisters, brothers, that type of situation where he pays for that 100%. She has her side of the family that she pays for 100%. But when it comes to their home, they want to go 50-50 because she want to be able to know that this is ours officially. My money is in this 100%. And you never going to say my house again. So that's part of the reason why. I mean, hey, if it works for them, kudos. They both banking. So it don't even matter at the end of the day. But fat shouts to them. Let's move on. We talk about what's hot in these blogs. Nicki Minaj has been the victim of some swatting pranks. Now, swatting pranks, these are kind of dangerous because we've seen them played out where people actually lost their lives due to swatting pranks. Swatting pranks is when someone calls the cops and for whatever reason, they tell them something. And it's usually something like extreme to get them to go out to the residence, whether it's drugs are being sold, whether someone in there has a gun. I just seen it at this address, blah, blah, blah. It's usually something drastic and extreme. And I don't know. This is why it's kind of dangerous for people to know where celebrities live, because people could do this to anybody at the drop of a dime. And someone know Nicki's address and they called the cops and told them first that there was a kid being abused. We know Nicki has her son now, with her husband, and they reported that there was child abuse happening. So the police goes and they do a wellness check. They check on the boy. They see nothing's wrong. And they're confused, like, what's up? Less than 24 hours later, they got another phone call that Nicki's house was on fire this time to get the police to go over there. It was at that time where once they realized the house isn't on fire, okay, someone's playing games. This is a swatting situation. And so Nicki is now lawyered up. I don't know how they're going to figure it out, but they're going to try to get to the bottom of who is making these calls, which they probably could do, right? Because they could go to the 911 call log, and I'm sure there's some way to pinpoint IP addresses, GPS. There's ways, especially in today's society. There's ways. So they might just figure out who this is. And I'm sure it's illegal because it's dangerous, but it's like, yikes. Like, how bored are you to do something like this? And I want to say, if I remember correctly, someone went to jail behind this because they did that and the person ended up getting killed when the cops went to the place, to the house. And the boy came out and they just shot because they got this call that this person had a gun. He's going out like unaware of the severity of the situation. He just see lights and sirens and come out the house with your hands up, and he goes out and they shoot. And I want to say the person who made the call got convicted for that. So it's not a game. It's not a game. Let's move on. What else we talking about? What else is hot in these blogs? Pat Sajak. I wanted to talk about this because Wheel of Fortune has been a staple. It's something that I've grown up on. And it's one of them shows that it's been on. It's like a comfort show. When it's on, it's like, to this day, I'm watching. I actually even was able to be on the show, bucket list check, and would have never thought Pat or Vanna White would retire. Because if you've heard the details of their show and how cushiony it is, because they only work like a couple weeks out of the year, they tape all of their shows, they get it all done within a short period of time, and then they're just off. Like, and they're getting bank for doing the show as long as they've been doing it. Over 40 years. Might be over 50 years. Bank. And I guess Pat is like, enough is enough. I'm ready to kick off my shoes and relax my feet and party on down. But yeah, he decided that this next season that's going to begin in the fall is going to be his last season. There's been rumors about who may replace him. Vanna White says she still got a few years left in her, so she's going to still be up there turning them letters. Or, I don't know, maybe they'll switch roles. Maybe she'll host and they'll get somebody else to turn the letters. I don't know. Ryan Seacrest's name has been thrown out there. But Ryan is always in everybody mix. If there's an open job, Ryan Seacrest is there. But, yeah. Pat Sajak is hanging it up. He's rich enough. He's done it long enough. So it's time. So we'll see what happens. I'm sure they'll make an announcement sooner or later of who's going to replace him. Because this show ain't going nowhere no time soon. It's one of them shows that it's just like, it's going to be here for the next 50 years or more. But fast shouts to Wheel of Fortune, fast shouts to Pat Sajak and his retirement. Let's move on. What else we got? Last but not least. But I if you watch Power Book Ghost in the latest season, you know Redman was one of the characters on the series, and he played Method Man character's brother, which is kind of dope because we know they're basically brothers in life and music. And so he was playing his brother on a series, and then similar to like Family Matters, similar to The Fresh Prince, when one Aunt Viv went upstairs, the other one came downstairs. No, that's probably not how that went, but that's definitely how it went on Family Matters, though. They just swapped out the character. And one episode, it was Redman. The next episode, it was some other dude. And people was like, wait, did y'all not think we would notice? Like, what happened? But nobody knew what happened. And Method Man actually just spoke about it and why they swapped out Redman on the show. He was doing an interview with The Breakfast Club, and Charlamagne Tha God asked him, and he said that Redman didn't want to get the jab. Like, yeah, we're still there with it. We're still at the point where people are losing jobs because they don't want to get the shot. I thought we was past it. How did he get to film all of these episodes? Did somebody not check the card or something? Like, because he's been on the series for a few episodes, and then all of a sudden he's not. So it's like, was it, we're going to hire you, we're going to film these contingent upon you get that jab in August. And then August came and he didn't get it. I don't know how it went, but yeah, that's what Meth said. Redman didn't want to get the jab, so they replaced him. Yikes. But the show goes on. It's still good. It's not like Redman's character was kind of like new. He's not like he was one of like the staple characters for the series or whatever. So it was kind of easy to replace him in a sense. But it was just interesting to hear. Moving on. What else we got? It's hot in these blogs. The PETA president wants her skin to be included in a quote unquote human barbecue after she passes away. This woman, Ingrid Newkirk, she wants her flesh to be cooked after she dies. On Monday, she sat down with this news outlet for an interview, and she said that she just updated her will, and it's including a very strange request. She clarified that she desires for her own flesh to be prepared, preferably with onions and a human barbecue, following her passing. She wilding. She said the reason for her decision is to convey her belief that consuming animals should not be practiced by anyone. She said, you can barbecue my flesh and you'll smell it cooking with these onions and you'll think, oh, I want some of that. But it will make you think. Wilding. In order to reinforce this message, she intends to have her skin removed and utilized to create leather items like a belt and a purse. Whose man's is this? Somebody come get her out of here. But I guess do what you will. Which we heard of, like, donating organs. Your man's over here trying to donate her skin for the sake of proving a point. Count me out. Count me out. Let's see. Do we have anything else that's hot in these blogs? Talked about that. I was going to talk about that, but I'm not going to talk about that because I read some extra details about it and it made it less interesting than when I first was going to talk about it. So yeah, I think that's going to conclude what's hot in these blogs for this week. Oh, and by the way, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. It is Father's Day, but sidebar, we're going to get into what's hot in these blogs, what blows mind. That's the part of the show we say we get under our skin, what irks our nerves. What's that one thing people do that just have you like, bruh, really? What blows mind for today, for this week, doesn't have to do with Father's Day. It has to do with drivers. When you're behind a driver that decides they want to creep as they're approaching the light, and you can see from a distance the little numbers counting down, you know the light about to change, and you're hoping that they're going to make it past the light so you can make it too. And here they go, creeping along, And it's like, bruh. And then as you get close, the light turns yellow. These motherfuckers go speed through. And now you're stuck at the light. When I tell you that blows mine, like, nah, you got to miss this light too, because you just made me miss the light. Because you doing whatever you're doing, probably in the phone or whatever. And now all of a sudden it's like, oh, the light changing. Whoop. And I'm stuck. Blows mine every time. I think that's it. That's all I got for this week. That right there blows mine. Yeah, that's it. We're gonna get ready to wrap this thing on up. In the meantime, in between time, be sure to follow us on social media at Hollywood and Friends on Instagram. If you're on Facebook, facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio. You can also email us HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com. Follow me on social media at I Am Hollywood, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And follow our producer, Stacy, at Hampton Blue Network on Instagram. BLU is how you spell blue. Let me see if I got any other responses. Not yet. Yeah, we're going to get ready to wrap this thing on up. Enjoy y'all Sunday. Appreciate you for listening, however you're listening. Thank you. We'll be back next week. Deuces.
Let me show you off, take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. We could go to Paris, let me show you the lavish. Ain't no need to pack, we can shout where we landed. Get you well established, upgrading your status. Then we hit the Eiffel for dinner when you famished. We could go to Spain, Barcelona, Señorita. I'll show you a un buen momento. And we don't gotta rush a thing, despacito. Just wanna spend my time contigo, tigo.
So I'm a one, true beauty, and decide the finest thing all around the world. No hesitate, you choose anything you want, but just why you be me. So I'm a one, true beauty, and decide the finest thing all around the world. No hesitate, you choose anything you want, but just why you be me.
Come on now, let me show you all. Take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. Take you on a cruise to the carnival, Barbados, crop over yo, yeah. Or Trinidad, Tobago too. We could island hop like we kangaroos. We could go to Jamaica, hit Ocho Rios, lounge with the locals, eat like the people. Hey. Island tings, one punch in mojito, walk, walk. Then watch the sunset from a gazebo. Zebo.
Coast to coast, Grand Bahama, hey. Jamaica, the land where we wanna. She take a pull on for me marijuana. Yeah. She then yard, she know I'm creating a drama. Hey. No. African queen girl, take a trip in a my ride. Your body clean like this brand. Yeah. Let me take your pan to a girl.
What you mean you just got this passport? She only got one stamp in it. Let's change that.
So I'm a one. Choose anything you want, but just why you be my guy. So when me want true beauty, I decide the finest thing all around the world. No hesitate, you choose anything you want, but just why you be my guy.
Come on now, let me show you off. Take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. Hey.